Adventures in Pindorama, Fun Learning with Brazilian Folklore and Developing Logical Skills, by Isabella Nardi. The girl played with her beach toys. She wanted to dig until she reached the other side of the world. Accidentally, she tripped and fell, and she fell and she fell and she fell, until she finally arrived somewhere. It was a corridor with no windows or doors. The girl became confused, but she kept moving forward. And then she finally saw a door with two guards. "Hello, can I come in?" she asked.
"You can only enter if you say my name," the yellow guard replied.
"But I don't know your name," she said.
"Well, my name is Macaw," said the yellow guard.
"And my name is Canary," said the blue guard. "But at least one of us is lying."
Challenge: who is Canary and who's Macaw? Now you need to solve this challenge. If you have any difficulties while solving the challenge, please check the answers in the last page of the book. Are you ready? Let's continue the story. And then she snapped her fingers, as she always did when she had a good idea. She perfectly said what the yellow guard's name was, and he opened the door for her to exit. Do you know what the girl said to the guards? Check the answer on the last page of the book. Upon opening the door, she found two boys around her age. The first boy had skin and hair sunburned, and his name was Curupira. The second boy was black and wore red clothes, and his name was Saci. She said she wanted to go back home. Curupira told her that the mermaid Yara, queen of the waters, could take her home. Saci knew where she was, but he would only tell her if she answered a question. Challenge: if Curupira came walking from the north and Saci from the south, why do their footprints point in the same direction? Now take your time to solve this challenge. Check the answer on the last page of the book. Now let's continue with the story. The mermaid Yara is very beautiful. Her tail is blue and shiny. She was helping a little frog. He didn't like to wash his feet, and the king had ordered to imprison anyone with smelly feet. The mermaid used her magic to remove the frog's foot odor. The mermaid said she would help the girl, but first she needed a favor. Chocofly, Yara's goddaughter, had made chocolates for her godmother, and someone needed to fetch the chocolates. Challenge: find a way to Chocofly's house in order to fetch the chocolates she prepared for Yara. This challenge was adapted into the audiobook format. An algorithm is like a set of instructions for doing something. You know, when you follow steps to build a Lego tower or play a game, you do things in a certain order. That's kind of like an algorithm. It's a special list of things you do in the right order to get a cool result. Imagine you're drawing a picture. First, you pick your favorite colors. Then you start with the big shapes and add the smaller details. Step by step, you create a beautiful picture. That's what an algorithm does. It helps you do things step by step to make something amazing. Algorithms are like little guys that help you do things in a nice and organized way. Just like how you follow the steps to play a game, you can follow an algorithm to do lots of fun stuff, like making a craft or even building a tower of blocks. It's like a special recipe for having fun and making things. Now, to solve this challenge, use your imagination and create an algorithm for how to get to Chocofly's house. Do you need to jump over a wall? Do you have to cross a stream? Climb a mountain or fly in a balloon? It's up to you. Now take your time to solve the challenge. Are you ready? Check the answer on the last page of the book. Now let's continue with the story. Chocofly's house was beautiful and full of flowers. In front of it, there was a sign that said Chocofly Chocolatier, and a delightful smell of chocolate filled the air. When she went to knock on the door, the girl found a very strange note. Challenge, discover what the message says. This challenge was adapted into the audiobook format. Now I'll tell you some letters and you need to find out what the message says. H E L B C U C A G O T M E. Now take your time to solve this challenge. Are you ready? Check the answer on the last page of the book. With the help of a map that Chocofly had left, the girl finds a swamp of Kuka. Kuka, the wicked alligator, says she captured Chocofly because she hates chocolates. And as her prisoner, Chocofly will spend eternity cooking Kuka's favorite treat, French cockroaches. Kuka says that the only way to release Chocofly, the chocolate fairy, is by answering the oldest riddle in the world. Challenge! Who was born first, the egg or the chicken? Now, take your time to solve this challenge. Are you ready? Check the answer on the last page of the book. With the help of Chocofly, the girl reunites with the mermaid Yara, who gives her a gift. With this necklace, you can return whenever you want. You will always be welcome to my kingdom, which is called Pindorama. The girl blinked, and as she opened her eyes again, she was back at the beach. Her mother asked where she had found that beautiful necklace, and the girl recounted the wonderful adventures she had experienced in Pindorama. Enthralled, her mother listened to the stories, and the girl felt that this afternoon at the beach was unforgettable. About the author, Isabella Nagy da Silva is Brazilian and has studied pedagogy and information technology. She works with educational technologies and enjoys drawing and writing in her free time. This is her third children's and young adult book. She believes that logical reasoning is a skill that everyone should have, regardless of age or profession. She always thinks that Brazil has a very rich imagination that should be recognized worldwide, but especially within Brazil itself. Isabella hopes that this book will inspire children to desire thinking and exercising their brains, as well as getting to know stories and characters from Brazilian folklore. Contact the author, nargisabella@gmail.com. Answers. Challenge 1. If at least one of them is lying, and there are only two guards, then both are lying. The yellow one is called Canary, and the blue one is called Macaw. Challenge 2. Because the Curupira's feet are turned backwards, so when he leaves footprints, it always appears that he's coming from the opposite direction. If you didn't know about that, please search about Curupira's story. Very interesting story. Challenge 3. You needed to use your imagination to solve this challenge, so there is no exact answer. Challenge 4. Help, Kuka got me. Challenge 5. The egg, because eggs existed before chickens. For example, dinosaur eggs.